You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. How are you, Father?
I am blessed. You have a minute to go. Shoot.
Yes. Father, hearing of the book, it brings mixed feelings to me. Mainly because of the quote that says, touch not my anointed. You know, because I'm concerned it talks about the anointed. I don't know whether maybe all the people it talks about have left.
Okay, all right.
Clergy or not?
No, the clergy are still there. They are still alive. Kunabo sister, nabo mhlekazi bakhona, and us, they are friends, and there are people. They are still alive. Most of them are still alive. Maybe a few are dead, but some of them are still alive. Eh?
Okay, and that's why it brings mixed feelings to me.
Okay, so when you are saying you are sensitive because it is touching on people who are anointed, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you very much. We'll get Father Smilo to respond on the line. Wena, you...
Okay, I had another one. Mm-hmm. Also, now, yeah, the fact that it brings feelings to me also says discernment of the spirit somewhere. I'm trying to discern it.
All right. Thank you.
Spirit informed the book.
Thank you. We're going to note that discernment of the spirits and the implicating of those anointed men and women. Thank you very much, sis. Have a good one, eh?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Father Smil, let's respond to Usis. She says, "Ukuthi wena kwathinta abantu who have oils on their hands, so wena you're out of order, comrade." What? Talk to us.
No. That's fair enough. There are two things I will answer with that.
Uh-huh.
First of all, is how interestingly, as Catholics, we move to the Old Testament when it's convenient to reinforce certain things. But we do not go when other things which do not agree with us.
Comrade.
That verse is a particular thing that is said by, for example, in Psalm 94, and that is also said about David speaking about killing Saul. Not speaking ill of Saul, not criticizing Saul or whatever.
I
was even arguing with another bishop recently.
Hang on, Father. We are going to take the next caller.
Cardinals Vivi Dubia and so forth, they were against the Pope. I said, Bishop, we are not reading the Bible. Galatians chapter 2, we read about Paul challenging Peter. So challenging Peter is not a problem at all. So here, the anointing is not at all disputed.
Okay, let's take this caller.
Anointing is respect.
Perfect.
But it's some of the actions that the anointed are doing. So we cannot be saying, because since you are not anointed, then you do not sin, and things you are doing are all beyond reproach.
Smilo.
I think that would be fair. That is the highest form of clericalism that will lead us right into whatever.
We are Kulu, man, for Baba. You should have been a Dominican winner. You turned up through my head. You live on Radio.
I wanted to be one. I just got my words crossed somewhere.
You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, talk to us.
How are you, my father?
I'm fine. How are you, Papa?
All right, and good afternoon also to Father Smil.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, listen, you know, people are not aware that the priests are also human beings. And as such, priests are also not perfect. But we know that they are standing in the position of Jesus Christ. But that does not, however, make them Jesus Christ. So I'm very, very happy that from our clergy, we have people like Father Smilo, who has written a book.
Wow.
And I hope that is not for the last time. And now Mfundiso Dumo, maybe you are contemplating on writing a book also.
I get
so that you can share your experiences with us.
Baba, mina ngiyasaba.
There's no problem.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah,
Baba.
I would like to say congratulations to Father Smilo.
No, thank you very much, Baba. And this is why we're having the show, because we're celebrating his courage, we're celebrating his bravery, and we're celebrating his dedication and commitment to the truth. And this is what Radio Veritas is about. It's about the truth.
Thank you. And my name is Tapel from Kakiso, a little of peace.
Ntate Tapelo, danki hahulu. Neki alibokhe, Papa.
Okay.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Danki. The number to dial.
And also, if you can give me just a second, Father Brian.
Yes.
I saw in the book, my views are not absolute. Are just my views. They are not absolute. I may be missing the point altogether. That I accept.
Multi-absolute.
That's why I'm saying let us engage. If you say here you are wrong, uh-huh, then you are saying you are wrong. I will not really appreciate nor entertain is just a blanket thing. But if you are dealing with an issue and you engage on it, then I'm up for that.
In other words, we should suspend our emotions. Let's engage with the material. Let's engage with it at a rational level and not just be reacting from emotions. And let's suspend our
judgment. Definitely, Father.
Baba, you know what? We are celebrating you this afternoon, and we might have a caller on the line. Let's see. Okay. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. We are celebrating our worship DJ. By the way, you are the founder of 626.
Yeah, that is dealt with extensively in the book. It was not an intention to start it, but it just developed. But I bent my fingers greatly in that. But it gave me an experience how to deal with church authority and how sometimes, in my view, church authority is reserved from from accepting charisms that are from within.
You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father Brian. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm super blessed.
Talk to us.
Congratulations, Father Smilom Gadi. It only takes a man of your stature that can speak to unpopular things. Those things that people don't want to actually touch on, you touch on them.
Mm.
Great work. Keep it up. And I think the other caller said, Umfundiso Dumo should follow suit. And I want to believe that he should definitely follow suit.
Sis Jackie, before I follow suit, have you bought the book?
I have bought the book.
Wow.
I actually bought the book.
Tell us, what was your feeling when you were reading it? I just want the feeling, don't explain it. What
I'll
was your feeling?
I'll tell you, my feeling when I read the book, I saw Father Smilom Gadi, because fortunately I know him in person.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this man who says, I'm imperfect, but I'm perfect. In my perfect imperfection.
Wow.
This is what I'm going to speak on.
Sis Jackie, thank
and
you.
And accept me for who I am.
Wow.
Accept me for how I have seen things evolve in my faith as a Roman Catholic, as a Catholic, as a priest, but also as a person.
Wow. Sis Jackie, thank you very much for your contribution, and I hope Father Smilo is taking all this positivity that is coming his way. Have a good afternoon and a great weekend, eh?
And follow suit.
Thank you very much.
Challenge accepted. Challenge accepted.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. It's 18 minutes after 5, and if you've just tuned in, it is Changing Gear with myself, Father Brian. It's our Catholic Pride, and this afternoon we're celebrating the birth of a book of a child called Colored and Content, Perspectives at 40. It is a book that has been written by Father Smilom Gadi. He is a media personality, not only here at Radio Veritas, where he has got a show. He's so many things. Twin, you are really a jack of all trades, eh? Is there anything that you don't do?
No, people get me into those things and I oblige. You know, I'm very obedient.
My friend. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. 21 minutes after 5, and that is Travis Green with Intentional. Hey, Abo Father Smilo, Intentional. Baba Senzili, intentionality here. We might have a caller on the line. Let's see if you've got a caller on the line. I think that caller is trying to get in. But anyhow, Father Smilo, let's give out books. We've got a few moments. When is the launch, actually? Before we give out, tell in 2 minutes. I know you're a preacher. He has a problem of talking to people that talk for a living. Eh? You talk too much.
Yeah, the launch is on Sunday, coming Sunday.
Tell us where.
We have 3 stages of the launch. Mm-hmm. Well, 2 stages, rather, because the third one is quite private.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the Holy Mass at the parish I'm serving right now. It's St. Albert at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a Facebook launch at Johannesburg at 1 p.m. Unfortunately, all the seats are booked for that.
We are going to jam those lights. You know that. You know what happened in Hyde Park on... Oh, you were not there. We jammed the lights, and now we're putting some jamming on my lights.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is full now. Yeah. But people who can come to St. Albert on Sunday, you know, the book, we had the prelims price of 160, okay. And after Sunday, it will be 180. And people will be there at Mass at St. Albert, or people will be there at the book launch. You can even give your money to those people. So on Sunday, I'll be selling the book just for 140. I'm just being nice because also it's my birthday, so I'm just giving away those things. Of course, my publisher is angry with me, but I said I'm a priest. I have to be generous.
Okay, all right. So, and you can also get the book is being sold here at Radio Veritas, and they can call the office, and we'll sort out, we'll make sure that they get the book, because we'll be selling copies of this book here at Radio Veritas.
Definitely, yes. It's there in Radio Veritas, but it's also there at the Pauline's bookshop as well. For now, and then I'll be going to other country bookshops later.
All right. Are you going to go on tour? Are we going on tour? We should actually go on tour.
Yes, I know already. Devon has called me. We'll be having a service on the 27th of December, which also include crossover night, 6 to 6, in Devon on the 27th of December. So I'll keep people posted about details about that. Uh-huh. But we know we are doing it on the 27th from 6 to 6. In Durban, it will be the launch of the book and the overnight service.
Great, great, great. Let's give away the book. Let's give away the book. We're going to give the book. Now you said you've got questions. But my friend, I'm running out of time now. And
time is against us. Whoever calls now, I give the book. I won't ask my...
My producer is on my case now.
I'm giving away five books in this afternoon.
All right. Let's open the lines. The first five listeners who are going to call now are going to get Father Smilo's book. Now, starting from now, you've got 2 minutes. The number to dial is...
Call our studio now on 011-452-7115.
Great. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father Brian.
Ngikhona unjani wena?
Nam ngikhona baba.
Ngikhuluma nobani?
Ngikhuluma noRefilwe.
Wakukai.
Thembisa Selethu.
Refilwe, hold the line. We are giving you this book for free, nje, for free. Thank you, it will be signed.
Thank you, Refilwe. God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you, Father. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Hold the line, Refilwe.
I will. Thank you.
You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. Aye. That caller we lost to. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. You are our second winner. Talk to me. Hello.
Hello, Father.
Yebo.
Upa Abrahamu Disake Mokulmayo.
Wakukai.
Pase Epinze St. Peter Clever.
All right. We're going to give you a book. We're sending one book to Soweto. Ncela ufunde le ncwadi. Nabo mama base CWL. Amakemulo. Nonke ninyenze i-book club. Nilifunde. Ne?
Okay, Shabonga.
Thank you. Hold the line.
Hello, Pingville.
You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. Okay, you live on Radio... Hello!
Hello, Father.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
How well. Now show me some love, man. Show me some love. Show Father some love. Oh, Father Smile is on the line, eh?
Father, I would like to read your book because it seems very interesting and it seems like it talks about very provocative issues in our society.
Asazi ke mina no comment, don't quote me.
Thank you very much. Make sure you After reading the book, you write your observations and tag me.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, my dear. God bless you.
Father Smilo, Father Smilo, I think we're going to see the lapane. The fourth one, I would like us to be gender balanced. I think we should give one to Bondad.
You see,
so Mina, I think I'll give this the last book. I'll give it on Monday on my show, and to a man, not to I think we are allowed to be a bit biased, and I think I'm going to ask one of.
No, it's okay, my twins. I can do that.
All right, Father Smilo, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and from the bottom of my heart, siyabongela mtaka baba. And besizokushaya neka babes odumoto qhubekani.
Yes.
And
as long as people will understand something, I love the church, what I did. I did it out of the love of the church. But the book is not all about those controversies, though they attract much sensation. The book is about myself and my experiences in the past 40 years and 15 years as a minister. But whatever I say about the church there, I say it out of the love of the church.
Wow. And I like the saying that you say, there is no home without issues, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. So it's love always. Love sometimes is painful. Love makes us say things that are difficult to say, but we say them nonetheless. I love the church, but I love God more than the church.
Father Smilo, continue shining, and well done on the latest offering. And we look forward to seeing you at the launch on Sunday. And be blessed, and I hope you've got that vest somewhere near you.
Thank you very much, and may God bless Radio Veritas and give it success.
Amen.
Amen.